Kevin's Conundrum. Wersja do nauki angielskiego. Paul Roman. Marta Fihel. Wydawnictwo. Słówko. Poltext. Kevin's Conundrum. Williamstown Series. By Paul Roman. Read by Josh Schold. Chapter 1. Dr. Gordon Winslow, the ex-dean of arts of St. Augustine's University in my quiet hometown of Williamstown, New Brunswick, and member of the hiring committee for the new position of head of kinesiology for which I had applied, and my ex-father-in-law, called me on a Monday morning in the summer. He sounded excited.
"Kevin," he said, "I'm glad I caught you. Please tell me you're still in town."
"Hey, Gordon, I am. I was staying with my one-time and now-again best friend, Jamie Stevenson, after having been unceremoniously kicked out of my Malone family home by my ingrate of a brother, Michael."
"Good. I have some exciting news."
Gord sounded elated. I was hopeful. I was really enjoying my time in my hometown of Williamstown, after a number of years spent teaching gym at a public high school up the Fundy Coast, in the much bigger and much dirtier port city of St. John. I sat down, because I knew if he was starting that way, it meant my life was about to get better. So much better. It would be a big change for sure, leaving all my professional friends behind in the big city of St. John, but a move back to Williamstown for more than just a summer visit would have many advantages. I found a chair. "I'm listening," I said, trying to sound casual.
"You got the job,"
he said, just as excitedly as I was feeling.
"That's amazing, Gord. Oh, thank you so much."
"You will accept it, right?"
"Of course."
"Good.
There was some discussion on the committee about whether you were serious or not, and even though I wasn't in the interview, I assured them that you were, and they believed me, I guess. I didn't want to come off looking like a liar."
"Are you kidding? This is going to be amazing."
"You know, they are looking for a visionary, and I told them, and they sensed from the interview, that you are the right man for the job. But you have to be careful. There are a few applicants who will be pissed with the decision. A couple of them have their PhDs, and you still beat them out. Your educational experience and your coaching skills are what won it for you."
"Thanks again. You don't know how much I appreciate this."
"You're welcome, son."
I knew that he was proud of me, and I almost started crying because nobody had called me son in that way in over 5 years. And Mom hardly ever called me that during the last year of her life, so it really had been even longer. We made arrangements for me to come in and sign papers and to start working on setting up the department. My position officially started August 15th, so there really was no time to waste. He invited me to the university club for lunch after signing the next day, and then we hung up. I was thrilled. I jumped up and down and shouted out loud, realizing that since I was at Jamie's all alone, nobody would appreciate or be bothered by my enthusiasm. This was really beyond my wildest dreams. And then I realized I had to tell someone right away. The first person who popped into my head was not my brother Michael, but Mary Ann Breen, the still mysterious woman whom I'd only known for a short time, but to whom I felt closer than I did to anyone in the world at the moment. But since my fight with Mikey the other day, I decided it would be best to forego the announcement just yet. If my sister Annie had been around, I would have told her. Jamie wouldn't be back from work for hours, so the only other person I could think of sharing this news with was my buddy Chad back in St. John. So what's a guy to do in that situation? I could have called, I suppose, but this was an in-person kind of piece of news, so instead I jumped in my car and hit the highway for the bigger city. I drove around Williamstown at first, though, just to see if there were any for sale signs on any houses that looked like they might be in my price range. There were very few properties for sale in our little liberal arts enclave of southwestern New Brunswick, but I did see a couple not too far from campus that had some potential.
I took down the names of some real estate agents and then headed back to the port city. I found Chad at Big Tide, even though it wasn't Tuesday. He was already sloshed, even though it was only 6 p.m. "Do you ever go home?" I greeted my friend.
"If you had 5 kids at home and one on the way, you'd stay at the pub all evening, too."
"Your kids don't live with you," I said. I knew wives number 1 and 2 had full custody of their respective children, and Chad only had visitation rights and support payments. Fortunately, the relatively well-to-do lawyer could afford them, somewhat.
"True. I do have one really cranky pregnant wife, though."
"Yeah," I nodded. I'd almost forgotten about that. "What are you drinking?"
"Beer."
"Genius." I ordered him another, and then one for me. Kelly, the super friendly, super sexy waitress I'd had the hots for ever since I started coming to Big Tide, when it first opened, brought it over with a smile.
"The usual for you, Kev?" she asked.
"Sure." The usual here was a quesadilla. I wondered if I'd have a plaque with my name on it here the way I did at the Red Dragon in Williamstown. But then I had realized it was more likely that Chad would get one at Big Tide.
"I got some news," I said to Chad after watching her cute ass disappear in the kitchen.
"Oh?" "Guess where I'm going to be living starting in August." He looked at me suspiciously. I realized I hadn't really told anyone in St. John about my plans for the SAU job. They weren't really plans because I didn't really think I had a chance, but here it was.
The moon? No idea.
Williamstown.
What? Why?
You know how I love the place.
Only you, Kevin. Jesus. Why the hell would you want to move back to that hole?
I love Williamstown.
Yeah, I know. You miss it, blah, blah, blah. Did you get a teaching transfer? I thought the teachers couldn't do transfers between districts.
They can't.
So what are you going to do?
Teach at SAU.
Really? They have phys ed?
They are going to.
What do you mean?
I'm the new head of kinesiology, I said proudly. Just then, our dinner arrived.
What about kinesiology? Kelly asked.
St. Augustine's University has a new program, I said.
Oh yeah, is that the school in Williamstown? She asked.
Yes, indeed.
Cool. I always wanted to study kines.
I looked her up and down. She definitely had the body for it.
You should look into it. I know a guy who can get you in.
Oh?
Yep. You're looking at the new head of kinesiology, St. Augustine's University.
Wow.
Chad was also impressed.
Way to go, Kev, he said.
Thanks.
When do you start?
The 15th, I said proudly.
It's probably too late to apply for this year,
Kelly frowned. Probably, but you should put in an application for the next year. I'll put in a good word for you.
Cool. And we'll miss you around here.
I can still come back once in a while. She was flirting, so I flirted right back, even though she was probably way too young for me.
That would be great, she said with a smile.
She walked off to take an order at another table. I watched her ass again in those tight jeans as she went.
You don't want that, Chad said, following my eyes. Trust me.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, bad news.
Come on, you're full of it.
He blinked. You're right. It was just wishful thinking. I breathed a sigh of relief. So you're really doing it, moving back to Williamstown.
Of course, it's an amazing job.
Take a leave of absence, the ever-professional Chad was back,
always on the ball with the good ideas.
Just in case things don't work out.
Cool. Thanks, man.
I'm proud of you, Kev. It sounds like a wonderful job for you.
I think so, too. And I'll be running the soccer program, too. Chad and I had played together at SAU.
Awesome! And you can finally rub it into Mikey's face. You have just as good a job as him. Maybe better, because you'll be the department head, right?
That hadn't even occurred to me, but he was right. Mike had a PhD, and more years in, but probably my teaching years would count towards my experience. And I knew from Mom's time as department head that there were perks for that, including more money. Hey, you need to help me find a house. What? Or at least do the legal work for me. Chad had done the deed when Diane and I bought our place on Lower West, and he got us out of it when we divorced.
Of course. I can help you to look, too. I've wanted to buy a summer place outside Williamstown for a while now. Oak Bay, maybe, or Oak Haven.
These were two tiny suburbs of our hometown.
You have? Nah, just kidding. But maybe now I can.
We continued drinking late into the evening. When I got home that night, back to my apartment, I had a number of texts. Some from Marianne, one from Mike, and a couple from Ottawa. Luckily, I didn't return any in my drunken state. Everything would have to wait until morning. I fell asleep in my clothes on the couch with the TV on Sportsnet.